this is Anders Beck from Green Sky Bluegrass, and you're listening to WUKY.
Thank you.
I love doing those.
We're with NPR. One of our first questions is, how, if at all, has NPR influenced you as an artist?
What's NPR?
National.
I'm just kidding. You know, it's influenced me greatly as an artist, really. I used to live in Durango, Colorado, and there's a station called KSUT there, and that's the local NPR public radio affiliate, and they played awesome music all day. And it was sort of a time when I was getting into bluegrass music, kind of coming from more the jam band type background, rock and roll stuff, and I was sort of getting into more of the acoustic stuff that I play now. And you know, so that radio station just totally opened up my ears to a whole different genre of music, and just like the ability for NPR and public radio to play whatever they want is really important to me. I mean, you know, as opposed to like AAA radio where it's like they're tastemakers that decide what's going to get played and whatnot,
yeah.
Which is a really weird thing to me. It makes sense like, on some level, but you know, the ability of some of a DJ to play whatever the heck they want is pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree. What was it like going from like jam band to bluegrass?
I don't know. It made sense to me. Like bluegrass is like a player's music in a way, where like there's almost a jazz element to it, like the improvisational side of it. And obviously jam bands have a huge improvisational aspect. That's the key to it, you know. And so bluegrass has that as well. So it made sense to me immediately, and that's why I sort of gravitated towards it. It's kind of like a selfish music in a way for the players, you know. It's like it's got that jazz element to it. So it made a lot of sense for me, and it's kind of just a place and time where I was like, wow, this music is great music, and the ability to be able to play it anywhere because it's acoustic instruments,
yeah,
is a really big deal, which I hadn't thought about at first, but I was like, the reason a lot of people get into the music is because you can sit on your porch and play it. You know, you don't need amps and drum sets and keyboard rigs. It's like, okay, you've got a guitar, I have a mandolin, let's make music, you know?
Yeah.
Killer.
What are some of your favorite settings to play in? Being that you can play basically anywhere.
Right. That's interesting. You know, people ask that question a lot, and it's generally like referring to like, what's your favorite festival or something. I've never thought about it on a bigger scale of what's my favorite setting to play in.
Campfire.
Yeah, exactly. My favorite setting to play in is probably like late night at a festival, yeah, around a campfire, just jamming with friends, and it's like this, you know, this kind of, it's almost like we become a stereotype of ourselves. It's like this whiskey-fueled bonfire bluegrass thing. And it's like, wow, yeah, all right, we're the stereotype, but it's fun, you know? So it's like,
it's the connection that everyone brings to the
world. It's interesting. But, you know, beyond that, kind of the more sort of majestic settings, like Telluride Bluegrass Festival is one of my favorites, because you're surrounded by 13,000 foot peaks and you're on stage, and it's ridiculous.
Beautiful.
We just played Red Rocks 2 days ago, which...
How's the sound there, by the way?
It's unbelievable.
Because of the natural...
Yeah, it's like a huge reverb tank. I mean, there's, you know, huge rocks on both sides. I mean, that's one of those places I've always wanted to play there. It's like kind of dream come true stuff. We're all sort of still riding that high. But, you know, so some of those larger settings where you're on stage, but there's still some sort of natural element, it's really cool.
So when you first started playing the dobro, you play for like 6 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other instruments that you've been interested to pick up and not on that level? Or
I've sort of been...
What drew you to the dobro to play?
Well, it was sort of getting back to that connection with my previous musical life and my current musical life. The dobro itself was like the connector, because I was getting into bluegrass music and I was realizing that I was never going to be a good bluegrass guitar player, because it's like, it's hard. I mean, it's fast, and I mean, I guess I could have gotten good at it, you know, if I had decided to. But transferring from like more of a jazz type background into bluegrass just didn't work for me. And then I sort of stumbled upon the Dobro at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, ironically enough, and it has the sustain of an electric guitar. So you, all of a sudden you've got these longer notes that you can play. And so I could sort of mimic my electric guitar influences in bluegrass. You know, it's like the two instruments in bluegrass that have got the sustain are dobro and fiddle, you know. So, and everything else is da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And we can actually go, you know, and like play long notes. And so that's kind of what drew me to it. And as far as other instruments, I threatened to pick up the fiddle. Like, I threatened myself to pick up the fiddle. Because, you know, to tie back to that campground thing, like, I can't, I mean, I don't want to say I figured the dobro out, but I mean, I know how to play it pretty well, okay? Mm-hmm. Right? So when I go and jam with people, it's kind of like, it's fun, but I want to be, like, bad at something.
Challenged.
Yeah, well, I guess challenged. That makes me sound like I'm really good or something. Anyway, but I want to be a terrible fiddle player. Like, bad as in bad, not Michael Jackson bad. Yeah.
So that you can learn from other players.
Yeah, like, I want to go and play all those songs, you know, all those songs that I know like the back of my hand. I want to try and relearn them on something else. But like I said, I've been threatening to do that for years and have seen many fiddles, never bought one. And pedal steel is another one that I eventually will play. Like, I'm thinking when I'm like 50, I'm gonna start playing pedal steel. And it's like there's a couple things like that. Like surfing, I'm not gonna surf until I'm 50.
Yeah.
Because I'm concerned that I'm gonna like it so much that I'm gonna leave the rest of my life behind. So,
well, you've got these goals, these marks.
Yeah, you gotta spread it out.
Yeah.
I gotta do stuff before I start surfing, because I'm just gonna be gone.
That's
be off the grid.